Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. Listen, y'all, test your skills on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit PrizePicks.com/odd100 and use the code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100. You can do that today. We've got Lamar Mitchell, the BetMGM Director of Trading, joining us in about 30 minutes. And then, of course, Rob and I will make our pigskin pickoffs for the weekend. And your boy got busy last week. And I don't mean Mr. Parker. I'm just going to let y'all know, I was 4-0-1 last week. That's right. And Rob wasn't.
Alex, why do you do
Rob
that?
Rob was so bad and I was so good that it's a tie now. I told y'all I was coming.
Wow.
I told y'all the rally was
here
about to begin. And you didn't want to believe me. And now you're eating your words.
I'm going to take my take my Shekel City success and continue that over the weekend on Sunday with NFL football. That's all I'm going to say. People are following Shekel City. They're getting rich. So I'm going to have to start
I bet. You say, I'm just telling you what I bet. Don't do it.
Well, I'm just telling you. I mean, I got to put my cautionary
out there.
Disclaimer. Exactly.
All right.
All right. I don't want to be held responsible.
All right. Well, let's move to the NBA, Rob. And Wimby having a nice game tonight against Sacramento. They're down double digits. Just, you know, Sacramento just started pulling away. They're up 11.
Yeah, I got Sacramento minus 8.5. I need that, Chris.
Wimby
I need double digits.
At the half, so he's getting busy. Sacramento's a good team. All right, let's go to the Clippers, who do play tonight. They play Houston. Tournament game, too, right, Rob G? They're all tournament games.
This is their first
tonight?
Win. It's happening tonight. Yes, tonight.
Houston's tough, though, but they might get a win. They're going to win at some point. Houston is a really good young upstart team, but yes, the Clippers have lost 6 straight, 5 straight with James Harden, but you would think that a win is going to come at some point. But the big news, Rob, in Clipperland, Russell Westbrook went to the coaching staff and said, bring me off the bench. I think it'll work better. Now, let me say this, Rob. I think it's a fantastic gesture by Russell Westbrook. I'm very impressed at his selflessness. I will throw this out there. I don't believe it, but I think some people will. And who knows? Maybe it's a part of it. But, you know, it could be a preemptive move, right? seeing the writing on the wall, I'm going to get benched in a week or so anyway. Let me get out in front of it, or I'm going to be the scapegoat like I was with the Lakers. Let me get out in front of it. Maybe, but even if that's the case, which I don't necessarily think it is, at least not fully, it's still a very sacrificial move, I think. And props to Russell Westbrook for – Rob, I was saying it. I imagine I said it on our show because I know I've said it elsewhere. One of them's going to have to step back. One of them is going to have to say, you know what, I'm stepping back. I'm not going to score as many points as I could or dish out as many assists or dribble the ball as much as I could or normally do. And I props to Westbrook for being the one to do this. And I'm going to say this quickly, Rob, before you go. Russell Westbrook, if you look at his career, Rob, and we know he's going to be iconic in my view, because of the triple-double seasons. And he's just been a great player in general. But he, I think a lot of people have viewed him as selfish, Rob, because of his game. His game, he's not, you know, a Magic Johnson. He doesn't have the great court vision of a Jason Kidd or of many of the all-time great point guards. He is just a spectacle and a wunderkind. Like, He is incredibly athletic in a league full of incredibly athletic guys. Like, he stands out among them, and his game is, like, willpower, athleticism. He's not incredibly skilled, but he is just a force. And I think because of that, and he hasn't obviously won a championship, people have thought he's selfish. But I think that has to be reevaluated. If you look at him in Oklahoma City, when Durant left, he stayed. He remained loyal. He wanted to build something there. They traded him. He went to Houston. He willingly accepts the second role to Harden and plays off the ball. He goes to Washington. They're not a good team, but he was actually really good there. Averaged a triple-double, led them to make the playoffs. And then he goes to the Lakers, Rob. He wasn't good there. It wasn't a fit. We all could see that. You and I talked about that way before it happened.
But Chris, remember before the trade, right? We were like, right.
Yeah, and we weren't. That's not special. I mean, my goodness. You had to be. Right. I don't know how you could think it was going to work. But he was bad there. He wasn't a fit. But it was too much put on him. You know what I mean? Like, it was all his fault. Everybody blamed Westbrook. He was the problem. And he's benched. Doesn't say a word, right? He never made a peep about being the scapegoat, unfair treatment, being benched, all of that. He just did it. He goes to the Clippers, you know, plays his role, carries them in the playoffs to a couple of single-game victories, and takes $3 million. He's making $3.8 million this year.
He's made a lot of money now. Let's not.
No, I know, but I'm just saying that's still up. There are a lot of guys that to take that type of drop in pay will really be bruised by it. And he's been fine, and he's played hard. And now he's saying, I will be the one to go to the bench. So I just think people need to reevaluate his game. Is certainly an individualistic game. But I think when you look at him with his teammates and his teams, Rob, I think the guy's been unselfish in his personality.
Yeah, but in this case, Chris, I think you're giving him more due than he deserves. Because I do believe that he was going to be the one to be benched. And this is just preemptive so that it doesn't look bad for you. And he's been, like, going through this later in his career where he's not a main guy, where he was blamed with the Lakers, where he was released, you know what I mean, and then picked up. You know, like, when these things start happening, when you're making $3 million, they went and got James Harden. You know, he was already there. If they didn't need James Harden, if they were good without James Harden, they wouldn't have gotten him. He was already there. So when you see all those things happening – you just realize where you fit in. And I'm not knocking him. I think it is admirable, Chris. But this was going to happen anyway. It wasn't going to be James Harden who was going to the bench. It was going to be Westbrook. So I think that It could have been one of two things, that he honestly went there knowing that the writing's on the wall, right, or the Clippers were going to, or had a conversation with him that they think that this is best.
Well, at least the reports are that he initiated.
Well, I mean, that's
But
what,
you're right. It may have been coming.
It may have been coming.
I actually believe that he initiated.
Do you know?
And I also think it was probably coming.
But it was coming, and he's not blind. Like, you don't go get James Harden and then have him sit on the come off the bench. It just doesn't make what'd you get him for? I think he knew it, and so
I think it was coming.
And I'm not mad at him, Chris. I'm not mad at him. It's just the way you want the story to read. This reads way better than Russ getting dumped on again. And remember, as good as he is as a team, and I'm not knocking his previous stuff, he's been on five or six teams in the last 5 or 6 years. He's been all over the place. So at some point, you don't want to keep
getting... Yeah, but there are a lot of players like that.
No, I'm just saying of his caliber.
Shaq.
He won
Dwight
with
Howard.
He was with five or six
Allen
teams.
Allen Iverson. Shaq played with six teams, I believe.
Well, I just say like...
Allen Iverson, Pierce jumped around a little bit. You know,
in his case,
not
it just
one.
Feels like
you know,
he's it, always being happens. The one that's being dumped. That's just
if
what
you
it
keep
feels like.
Playing, look at Chris Paul. If you keep playing long enough to the point where you're no longer a star, that's kind of what happens. Vince Carter, you know. But anyway, let's get to this. Do you think this is going to work? I think this is the best chance of it working, Rob. Like, Harden, Kawhi, and Paul George, I can see that working. Harden just needs to play like he played in Brooklyn. We don't need Houston Harden. We need Brooklyn Harden, where he was great. Run the point. Try to push the pace a little more than you typically do. But make yourself the third scoring option. But get Kawhi and Paul George easy shots. And then Russ Rob with the second unit. We know he can play well with them. And so I think this is their best shot of this working.
All right, well, you ready for some analytics real quick? The Clippers' previous starting lineup, Chris, of Westbrook, Harden, Leonard, George, Zubac, had the worst ORTG of any five-man lineup that
what
played
that?
At least – 50 minutes.
What is ORTG?
The offensive rating.
I know, I was just playing with you.
Together, this season, Chris, 90.0 with a net rating of minus 14.1. The team is 0-5 since acquiring Harden, right? And now they're 28th in the ORTG, 25th in the defensive rating, and 29th in net RTG. So it's been bad, Chris. It's been bad.
Right. We didn't have to see the numbers to know that. We just had to see 0-5. I told you they were negative 67 with Harden on the floor going into the game against Denver. I don't know what it is since then. He played well, but they lost. But, what do you think? You think this is going to – I think it'll work better. I think this is what had to be done to give it a chance to really work. Where you at on it?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't working, so obviously there had to be a change. And I think that this will be good for everybody. I really do. And Harden to those guys will be dynamic when they figure it out. And then there's no riff. They got plenty of talent on that team, and they have a tremendous coach. So I think it'll straighten itself out. And we'll look back at this. I'm not saying they're winning the NBA championship. I still like Denver coming out of the West, but I think they'll have a good season.
877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Do you like Russell Westbrook moving to the bench? Do you think it was a great move from him, or was it just a preemptive move because he saw the handwriting on the wall? And will it work for the Clippers? Are they a contender now? Your thoughts next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com as the soothing sounds of the Bee Gees warm your heart. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Was Russell Westbrook being a great teammate or preemptive? Sly. Let me get out in front of this bench.
All right, let's kick it off with Marshall in Duluth, Minnesota. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Marshall?
Boy, it's been a long time. I just want to say I was excited to get food yesterday because I thought you guys would be on and the football game was on. And I was like, no, the football game, I want to hear the voice.
Yes, oh, no, I know. Hey, a lot of people get mad that. When they do that. I know.
Yeah, well, exactly. But anyways, is it partly being sly? Probably. And do I think he's a good teammate? I do. I mean, he was the guy who had broke. Thank you. Can I get some soda as well? Blah, blah.
Yes, sorry, give me something about. Too.
Thank you. And then but sorry, guys. No, but I think he will be a great sixth man. You know, this is my favorite team is the OKC when they almost won it, and that was Harden as a sixth man. I think this will revive Westbrook to be looking like a great player again, and people will see him as a teammate. I think he's always been a great teammate. He had that MVP year where it was with assists. People forget that. They think he's just a hothead. All he doesn't want to do is score. But I see a great teammate. I really like Westbrook in this position as a sixth man, personally.
No, I think it's their best chance of making this thing work.
Agreed.
Yep. Totally. We agree with you, Marshall. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Ricky in Florida. Ricky, don't lose my number. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
What's going on, Rob? Chris, thanks for taking my call, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, just really quick. I'll make it quick. Like six months ago, I started calling in. I was going stuff with my mom with cancer, but she's really good right now. And you guys,
oh,
really,
that's a blessing. What a blessing.
You guys, and I've been calling in since about other stuff. But nonetheless, when it comes to that situation, I think you guys, I'm with you guys at the same page. It probably better off for the Clippers that, you know, as far as him going to the team and the coaches and saying, yeah, I want to do this. Whatever happened to accountability? What happened to the coaches saying, this is what I, why don't Harding and Westbrook fight it over? Why don't the coaches come out and say, this is what we're going to do? Like, Bob Knight must be rolling around in the fresh dirt right now.
I do think that, I mean, you do have to consider the egos. I mean, these are four guys, certainly the three of them headed to the Hall of Fame, and Paul George will probably join them. And so you want to make this work, and you got a long season ahead of you. I do think you have to kind of consider the egos rather than just, you know, coming out.
But Ricky's right though, Chris. Like, not maybe in this situation about because they're all pretty good, but everybody's trying to give everybody a soft landing. Nobody's getting benched. You know, it's always like, oh, well, we're doing this, or we are in that mode. Nobody wants their feelings hurt. Nobody wants to feel like they've been disrespected or embarrassed in front of other people. People used to get benched and cut and all kinds of stuff, you know, and it is what it is, and it would just be that. But there is a degree of that. Would you agree that we do live in that society where we try to make the blow.
No, the society's definitely gotten soft.
We try to make
There's
the
no
blow,
question about that.
You know, yeah. A little softer, that's all. But I just, still not playing.
I don't know if it's yet that way fully in sports. Like, you know, I mean, Westbrook is a unique, situation. Because, you know, he has been a superstar. And I think most superstars would get that benefit of the doubt. You know, so we'll
right,
see, though.
Andre in Massachusetts, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Dre?
How you doing? Thanks for taking the call. Listen, this was a move of necessity. I like how they put the PR team on it. You know, and Russell Westbrook has requested. It was untenable. You had four duplicates in their starting lineup with, James Harden, Russell Westbrook, Paul George, and Kawhi Leonard, cool. They're all ball-dominant players, you know. And even though they're trying to, you know, be nice about it, excuse me, we got the young man Willis here, you know, my puppy. He's being a little, you know, he's like the, has that type of dog in him. He is a dog that needs to be the ball, to have the ball, and be that isolation scorer. Excuse me, that was a bad take. But
wait a minute, your dog Willis, where'd you get that name from? Why'd you name your dog Willis?
I was born in the Austin 80s, you know what I mean? So what you talking about, Willis?
What?
You
know, I was thinking that's what it was. That's
Rob
why I asked
so
you.
I'm so excited that you named him after that.
Come on, right here. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Here we go. What you talking about, Willis? I used to just watch the show just to hear him say that.
Yes, exactly. Willis is a
And Rob was 25 at that time.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, his original name was Ruger. He's a Malinois puppy, which is a lot of times they use them as the canine puppies. But he come up to Massachusetts and he's Willis, but he still got those good Georgia roots. Back to the Clippers, this could work. Ty Lue's a great coach. They have a great staff around him, but they needed to balance out those two lineups. And you remember when the Clippers made the run in the playoffs, they knocked off the Utah Jazz, who were the top seed, beat them, came back in that game.
Yep.
It can work with all the guys buying in a balanced lineup. Thank you for taking the call.
All right. Thanks, Dre and Willis.
Thank you. Absolutely. All right. Lamar Mitchell's around the corner.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Yes. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. Football fans, be sure to tune in to Fox Sports Radio every Saturday and Sunday morning, 3 hours before kickoff, for Countdown to Kickoff. It's all presented by BetMGM. They'll have you covered right before all of the Saturday and Sunday games, all the way through Super Bowl Sunday. You can listen to count down the kickoff weekend mornings right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app as well. All right, our next guest, you know him well. You know the theme music well as well. He's the BetMGM Director of Trading. He's a wealth of knowledge when it comes to betting on the NFL and all sports for that matter. We welcome in the man, the myth, the legend, Lamar Mitchell. Lamar, what up?
What up?
Lamar, I'm on a hot streak, 7 in a row tonight.
I heard Shekel City.
I need to get all it going right on the football picks, though. So here we go, Lamar. Hopefully we could get it going. Go ahead.
Let's start with the Browns, Lamar. They're starting rookie quarterback Dorian Thompson-Robinson Sunday against Pittsburgh. Steelers just might be the worst 6-3 team in the history of football. Even still, the over slash under 33 still feels low to me. What kind of action are you seeing on the total against the spread in this game?
You know, the sharps are all on this under. They're betting this under. They bet it early, and they're betting it pounding it. The public is not so confident. They're betting over that 33. But, yeah, I mean, this looks like, you know, a rookie quarterback, local kid. So total is being bet under here.
All right, all right. So the Lions are 5-0 against the spread. How wasn't the spread 3 points last week? So wasn't that a push?
That one was a push.
Oh, yeah, okay. Last week was a push. Yeah.
Okay, so but they are 5-0 against the spread against teams with losing records. Okay, that's what threw me off. This week they host the 3-7 Bears, who are expected to have Justin Fields back under center. Are the bettors all over the Lions -7.5 in this spot?
The Joes and the pros are all over the Lions here. Yeah, absolutely. Ticket count's about 4-1 in favor of the Lions. The pros laid that number where we are right now. But yeah, I mean, it looks like the Joes and the pros are definitely on the Lions here.
So should I bet all the money that I'm spending at the MGM for my birthday party on this game here?
Well, you don't want to go too crazy. I'm going to have a big birthday party.
I think the Lions going to roll in that one. I think
you think so, Chris? Should I put down $5,000?
Don't put down all your money, but
okay,
put down a nice chunk.
All right.
I mean, I'm not telling you what to do, but just say what I might do.
That's a division game plus that hook, so, you know, you got to look out for that.
No, I know. It's scary. It's scary, definitely.
All right, here we go. The Dolphins are known for having a high-flying offense, Lamar. But I read this week that Raiders games are 8-2 to the under this season, tied for the highest under percentage in the NFL with the Giants, believe it or not. How much action are you seeing on the total? And Miami, 13.5, I mean, that is a huge line to me. How much action are you seeing on that?
Yeah, you're right. That's a pretty big line. The pros are on the Fins here. The Joes, it's split up evenly. But when you ask about the total, the pros and the Joes are both on this total. They're betting under this. And with the new coach here, he's preaching some defense. And like you said, they don't score a lot, these Raiders. And if the defense comes up to play, it should land under because that's where the shots are on.
What about the 13.5? Where are the pros on that?
Yeah, the sharps are on the they laid the points early at 12, so that's where it's pushed up to 13.5 now. So yeah, like I say, this is where definitely the sharps are definitely on the fins on the total and wow, on the side.
All right, Cowboys are double digit favorites for what feels like the 10th time this year. It's always the same. This week they're 10.5 point favorites on the road against Carolina. Dallas tends to roll in these situations. How much action are you seeing on the Cowboys to cover that? Because I would take the Cowboys -10.5.
The Cowboys, like the Dolphins, they kind of play these teams that they're supposed to beat. They beat them, and that's what the Joes are on. 5-1 in favor of the Cowboys. They're betting it over on this game. So if you like that number, 10.5, you'll be with the betting public, and you know how the betting public usually does.
All right, C.J. Stroud, the rookie QB in Houston, starting to get some MVP talks around to him. Obviously, he's going to have to keep winning to have a chance. And he's going to have to keep stacking wins for the Texans. So this week, Houston's 5.5-point home favorites against Kyler Murray and the Cardinals. But Kyler rejuvenated them last weekend, looked good.
He sure did.
Where are the sharps on this one?
Sharps are all on C.J. Stroud. The public's on C.J. Stroud, too, in a 3-1 ticket count here. The sharps have also bet this game over the initial total, 47.5. That's why we're at 48. But, yeah, you know, Kyler Murray, he usually doesn't lose down in Texas. But right, this is not right. Dallas. But, yeah. So
I was going to say, you know what? This is the upset special right here. Like,
I got to be honest. I'm feeling this, too.
This is an upset special. Like, this looks like it's obvious. They had the big win last week, and you go, oh, yeah, they're taking on the Cardinals. This is one I would take the Cardinals plus 5.5. All right. Josh Dobbs and the Vikings. What a feel-good story in the NFL. They've won 5 straight games, the Vikings. There's a good chance they'll have their all-pro wide receiver, Justin Jefferson, which is amazing, back this week that they kept winning. Are all the bets rolling with Minnesota plus 2.5 in this spot?
You better believe it. The Joes are definitely in favor of the Vikings at a 3-1 clip. But the pros on the Broncos. So it's going to be split. We'll see who wins this battle. Joes are on the Vikings, but the smart money is definitely coming in on the Broncos.
All right, let's talk about the Niners. They looked like world beaters last week against Jacksonville. Great win there. And I read this week that since the start of last season, they're 10-2 against the spread at home. So this week, another big line, 11.5-point favorites over the Buccaneers. I can't imagine anyone's taking Tampa plus 10.5 in this spot, right?
You are correct, my friend. Joes and the pros, once again, on the same side. You know, this is going to be a big weekend for us here. We got some big favorites on the road here at home. So the Joes are in favor of the Niners about a 3-1 clip, and the pros laid that number initially, and they're still betting it.
Wow. All right, we all know that Zach Wilson with the Jets is terrible. So I understand why you wouldn't want to bet on the Jets against anybody, but I read this week that the Bills – are 0-5 against the spread in their last 5 games, including 4-0 as a favorite, and 0-3 at home. How much action are you seeing the Jets to cover that 7 points on the road?
Much like the last game we just discussed with the 49ers and the Buccaneers, not much action coming in on the Jets. The pros laid that number initially, the -7. The Bills, the public, Joe Public, is on the Bills at a 3-1 clip. So not a lot of people have faith in Zach Wilson and the Jets, unfortunately, for NYJ.
Well, but they haven't had an offensive touchdown in, what is it, Chris, 36 drives? I mean, like how in the world could you feel good about them?
I mean, they haven't scored a touchdown since Moby Dick was a guppy, Lamar.
Very nice, Chris. Very nice.
Or since the Louisiana Purchase.
Very nice. Look where you get all this original material, Lamar. He's stealing my material now. Very nice.
He definitely is. I mean, he might have to have his own show himself.
Well, Lamar, at the party, I'm doing a stand-up. You're going to get to see me perform live.
Nice. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes. Wow, did you hear that pregnant pause? That awkward,
he was like, oh, really? Oh.
Oh, okay.
Lamar's nice, going to say, right? All of a sudden, I'm out of town that weekend, Rob. You know?
Right? All right, Lamar, great stuff as always, brother. Have a wonderful weekend, my man.
Appreciate you.
You guys, you have a good weekend, too, and thanks for having me.
All right, the Pigskin Pickoffs next. Keep it locked. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or... get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, and DJ Alex Tightshirt. Where you at?
I'm in the crates!
Yes, we're brought to you by Progressive. Progressive's making things even easier. They will help you bundle your home and your car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. It's time, folks, for the NFL Pigskin Pickoff.
You ready to retire? The Odd Couple is gonna make you rich.
Gambling, vice, corruption.
It's their Pigskin Pickoff.
That's right, it is the NFL Pigskin Pickoff. Chris and Rob picking NFL games against the spread. And before we can look forward, we gotta look back. Week 10 was a banner week. For Mr. Chris Broussard, 4-0-1 against the spread.
Killing it, baby.
Rob only went 1-3-1. And as a result, we have a tie at the top for the first time since the start of week one. Both guys picking exactly 50% winners on the season, which sounds good until you realize you got to hit the vig of 55. So we're still losing money. But there's plenty of season
what
to get back on
what
track.
What did I spot, Rob? A 5-game lead?
Oh, please. You didn't spot me. It just tells you how terrible I've been. I'm tied with you.
I wasn't going to say nothing, part. But I did spot you.
No, Rob has been unable to parlay. Rob has been unable to parlay the Shekel City success into the
right.
Pigskin Pickoff.
I don't know.
Is it all that trash you've been talking?
Am I being punished? Like I'm winning, Rob G, during the week on the basketball and all the other the single games, and then on the weekend it's like someone's punishing me.
That's usually how these hotels are built. Rob,
I'm punishing
guys like
you.
That. Rob's been winning all week, and then he goes to the weekend and wants to throw big money on the NFL.
And I get killed.
And get killed. That's why Lamar wants you to come to Vegas for your birthday.
Yeah, I know, right? He told me to bring my checkbook when I come.
He knows. All right, guys, so let's get to it. NFL games against the spread. Game number one, the game of the week. Not really. It's going to be a terrible game. Steelers at the Browns. DTR getting the start for the injured Deshaun Watson. Browns still 1-point home favorites. Chris, who do you like?
I think the Steelers take this 3-2.
Yeah, who's pitching?
Right. Now, look, I'm giving Cleveland a chance, but I'm going to put my faith in Mike Tomlin that he's going to be able to get the Steelers to go in there and get a victory outright. I know they're getting a point, but I got them winning outright, so I'm going with Pittsburgh.
I'm just going to take the Browns at home. And think that it's a defensive struggle, and it's the defense that wins the games. Some turnovers by Pittsburgh is the difference.
Well, Rob, Lamar just said the Sharps are pounding the under 33, which seems
that's real
unfathomable.
Low,
33 in an NFL game, and they're pounding the under.
That ain't unfathomable. In this.
It sounds like the Iowa football program. All right, here we go. Level
what was that Jets Raiders score? Wasn't it 28?
Yeah, it was 16 12.
To 12. Yep. It was 28 points.
Terrible. Wow. All right, game number two. My Raiders in Miami to take on the Dolphins. Dolphins coming off a bye, 13.5-point home favorites. Rob Parker, who do you like?
I want to take the Raiders so bad, but I'm going to take the Dolphins minus 13.5. Two touchdowns. I think they beat the Raiders.
Yeah, there was a – I thought for a moment about going Raiders, but – last week they weren't great. You know, and the Jets got a good defense, so it's a good victory. But I don't know. I think they might be coming back to earth. And I think Miami's going to be hot off of probably a game they feel they should have won against the Chiefs. And so I think they're going to put it on the Raiders. So I'm taking Miami.
Chris, how are you going to come back to earth when your two wins are against the Giants and the Jets?
I know, right?
Like,
no, hey, but they weren't a good team either. I mean, when you a bottom feeder,
if you can't
wins
beat,
over
if
other
you can't
bottom
beat
feeders,
Danny,
are good.
Danny DeVito and Zach Wilson.
Very nice.
You know, and apologies to Tommy DeVito. I'm sure he's a nice guy, but come on. All right. Level number three. Pigskin
is he
pick
related
off.
To Danny DeVito?
No, I don't think so. All right, here we go.
Rob would know that.
Cardinals at the Texans. C.J. Stroud's MVP candidacy continues. 5.5-point home favorites in Houston. Chris, who do you like?
This is the one I really want to unveil. Rob stole my thunder, but I like Arizona. One, they were playing hard already before they got Kyler back, and now he's back, and I think there's a little excitement there, and I know he just wants to, you know, get back to playing good football. And so, Houston's also, you know, they got beat by Carolina a few weeks ago. Like, they're having a great season, but I think they're poised for a letdown.
Yeah, I do too. I just, they've been winning. They got some, the things go their way, and I know that everybody's excited. Just when you think like they've turned the corner or something, then of course, boom, they lose a game that they shouldn't have. I think they lose.
All right, game number four. This is a tricky one. Jets at the Bills. Bills 7-1 home favorites. The Jets are terrible, but the Bills have been playing just as bad as anybody the last month of the season or so. Rob Parker, who do you like?
I'm taking the Bills that they bounce back. I just got to take the Bills. I don't feel good about them. They're not as bad as this. I just think they win, and they cover.
I'm tempted to take the Jets. I'm also tempted to say Buffalo wins by three, but they just got it. I mean, if they're going to make anything out of this season, they need a good performance. I mean, it's just they need some life back in that building because everybody's just so down. So I do think they win by more than a touchdown.
I just bet all $7 I made off the Inside the Parker podcast on the Jets.
Uh-oh, man.
It's my Stone Cold Lock of the Week. Just saying. Jets plus +7 is a
after
lock.
Hearing us.
All right, here we go. Level number five, game number five, last game of the week. The one that's sneakily very exciting.
Yeah, it is.
The Vikings at the Broncos. Broncos 2.5-point home favorites in Mile High. Chris Broussard, who you taking?
Believe it or not, I'm going with Denver. I think they're rolling. I just think their defense is playing well. Russell Wilson's playing well. I know Minnesota is too, but I'm going to take Russell Wilson over Joshua Dobbs.
I'm going to take Minnesota. They get their all-pro wide receiver back. They got something going. They got to feel good. And Denver's fluky. I'm going to go with Minnesota. And thanks, Pistons, because, of course, they screwed me tonight, my first loss.
What a surprise.
It was supposed to be -9.5, and, of course, they get baskets at the end and make it 8.
All right, y'all have a great weekend. Rob, you have a great weekend. And we will see y'all next week. We out!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.